Many people can't afford tuition fees for university, and for those stuck in refugee camps, completing a degree is often just a dream. But the University of the People may be the answer. It's an NGO offering free online university courses in computer science and business administration to students all over the world. The online college currently has some 3,000 students from 180 countries. Federica Sasso has been talking to students from several countries and caught up with the university's organizers in California.
It's my dream. Yeah, if you say a programmer, I want to be a programmer also. Either it could be an app programmer or the gaming programming. I've been searching for years in order to get my higher education degrees, even in Israel or everywhere in the world.
Tekla Kasa is 31 and came to Israel from Eritrea 5 years ago by walking through the Sinai Desert. He's one of the 46,000 Eritrean and Sudanese asylum seekers in Israel who fled persecution and genocide in their home countries. Tekla's dream has always been to become a computer engineer, and he's been studying IT for a year now, thanks to the online courses at the University of the People.
I would like to share with you a new model of higher education. A model that, once expanded, can enhance the collective intelligence of millions of creative and motivated individuals that otherwise would be left behind.
Shai Reshef is the founder and the president of the University of the People, the world's first tuition-free, non-for-profit online academic institution. From the red stage of a TED Talk, he explained how the online college established in 2009 can provide affordable higher education to millions of people, no matter where they are or what their financial situation is like. This virtual university offers 2 certified degrees in computer science and business administration. There are no tuition fees. Students only need to pay $100 per exam, but often the exam costs are covered by scholarships. So far, there are 3,000 students from 180 countries. 37-year-old Wael Ahdali from Damascus heard about the free online courses while watching TV, as he told me via Skype from Syria.
By chance, I was looking at the TV on the news bar, and it's running a new American university opening for free or something like that. I was like, okay.
After leaving school, Wael had been working for several years. Then he decided he would have better job opportunities with a university degree. Despite an increasingly difficult situation due to the civil war in Syria, he managed to complete his online studies last year with his Bachelor of Science in Business Administration. And now he's working as a senior field safety assistant for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees in Damascus.
I've been working with the UN now for like 3 years in two different areas. I'll tell you, like, it's helped a lot. I have the experience. I now have the certificate.
The big difference the University of the People has been making in people's lives is actually the result of several basic elements, as NGO president Shai Reshef explained to me via Skype interview from the United States.
Open source technology, open educational resources, which is content that professors write and put on the internet for everyone to use for free, and the new internet culture of volunteers. I discover places where hundreds of professors are going online every day and helping students for free.
The university faculty is made up of over 3,000 professors from around the world. They include academic leaders from top universities like New York University and Yale in the US or Oxford in the UK. The online university also has partnerships with companies like Microsoft or Hewlett-Packard, which also offer internships for students. Classes are small, about 20 students each. All the students need is a stable Wi-Fi connection to download the teaching materials and to interact in the forums. No printed books are needed. Here's what the online tutorial for new students sounds like on the website.
Meet Hassan. Hassan joined University of the People because there weren't any other universities around. Hassan goes to an internet cafe, logs into his account, and greets his classmates. He joins the course discussion forum and writes his weekly entry.
Tekla says that interaction among students from around the world is crucial for the online courses he's taking.
That includes your mark also, how you discuss with the students. That's also one task of the University of the People. So if you are not communicating, if you are not giving your point of view in that subject or that point, you lose your marks.
The University of the People is for everyone, but refugees have been given high priority, says President Shai Reshef.
Because you want to give them the opportunity to be able to take care of themselves in the future, to become productive parts of the society where they live in.
The University of the People just launched a project to offer places for free education to 500 Syrian refugees, thanks to a $1 million donation from a foundation. They have already received more than 1,000 applications for the courses from many countries, including Turkey, Europe, Syria, and Brazil. The online university wants to keep expanding, and Reshef promises that if more than 500 people will be admitted, the institution will look for more funding in order to be able to accept everyone. Wael knows that studying in times of hardship and insecurity is challenging, but he highlights how important education is in people's life.
It's not like a promise to get like a direct job or something like that, but it's a key. Once you get the knowledge and the diploma, it means something good. Stand for the rest of someone's life.
For DW, I'm Federica Sasso in Tel Aviv.